So I thought we'd take a sugya tonight that happens to appear in Masechet Shabbos, but believe it or not, we're not going to learn it from the Masechet Shabbos point of view. We're going to learn the same sugya that appears in Masechet Sukkah, just for one technical reason. I gave the share in Sukkah a couple of weeks ago, so it's written as the Ma'amar Kamos of Masechet Sukkah, but we'll make leave that Sukkah Shabbos here. So the Gemara begins in the first Ma'amar Kamos in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Vav Amud Aleph. The Amar Bechi Barashi, Merav, Amadlik, Neresh, Ochanek, Etzorach, Levarach. Before a person lights an Erech Chanukah, one is required to recite a bracha. So Rabbi Yirmiyah Omer HaRoah Neshech Chanukah Tzorach Levarach. Rabbi Yirmiyah adds on that when a person sees an Erech Chanukah, he's also obligated to make a bracha. What bracha are we talking about? So my Mevarach, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah Yamrishon HaMadik Mevarach Sholosh, HaRoah Mevarach Shtayim. On the first night, the person who lights an Erech Chanukah recites three brachas. Of course, the bracha Lahadlech, and the bracha Shosa Nisim, and the bracha Shechiyonu. Whereas the Roah, the person who only sees an Erech Chanukah, cannot recite Lahadlech. He's not doing a Ma'isad Locha. So what's called Brichas HaRoah, it's only the last two brachas, Shosa Nisim and Shechiyonu. The Tanvei Lechet, the first night, Maldik Mevarach Shtayim, Roah Mevarach Achas. And the Maldik recites two brachas, because living at Shechiyonu, and the Roah recites only one bracha. My Mevarach, bracha Shechiyonu, it's also light, and then the Gemara continues with the other brachas. So the bottom line is the Gemara introduced itself to this concept that there are really two different scenarios that warrant a bracha in terms of Hilchos Chanukah. One is the Maldik, the one, of course, that we're familiar with, we do all the time. Then there's a second bracha, it's called Brichas HaRoah. So Brichas HaRoah is similar to Brichas HaMaldik, it's just that it's lacking the first bracha, Lahadlik. So the question, of course, becomes, where in the world did this bracha come from? What is the nature of this bracha of Brichas HaRoah? A very, very strange bracha. We don't find this for any other mitzvah. I'm walking down the street and I see somebody sitting in their sukkah. I'm walking down the street and I see somebody by their Pesach saying, I don't recite a bracha. So why is it that I recite a bracha when I see somebody else's candles? So that's the first question. And then the second question is, what exactly are the parameters of this din? When exactly does it apply? Most of us probably never recited Brichas HaRoah, and the question is why not? If the Gemara seems to say that you have to recite this bracha, how come it doesn't play out for us from Isa? So the first question is already Taisus and Masechet Sukkah raises on Memvav Amud Aleph. So Taisus says, Ronei Shechanukah Tzorach Levarach, Bishar Mitzvahs, Lula V'Sukkah, Totekino Levarach L'Roah. Because we don't find any other mitzvah. A guy standing in shul and you see somebody else shaking a lulav, you don't recite a bracha. Elagad b'nei Chanukah b'shem chaviv osaneis. So Taisus introduces the possibility b'shem chaviv osaneis that just because of the special, beautiful celebration of the miracle of Chanukah, Chazal instituted a very special bracha called Brichas HaRoah. That's the first answer Taisus says. The Gam says Taisus the second approach. The Gam b'shem sheyesh kama b'nei adam she'ein lehem batim. So then Taisus introduces a new concept. And Taisus says that if the world merits Chanukah, it's possible that a person won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah if a person doesn't have a house. So where are they going to light? Because the Ner Chanukah has to be lit in the context of a bayis. Not literally in the bayis, but Tafeska bayis, or Tafeska chotzer, wherever the precise place. The Zman HaGemara was the light, or the Zman HaZeh, we light in the window, on the table, wherever the correct place is, but everything revolves around the bayis. One cannot light near his Chanukah Stam in the middle of nowhere, middle of the street. So it's conceivable that there are some people who don't have a house, the person doesn't have a house, and he's going to lose out the mitzvah. So therefore the Chacham instituted Brichas HaRoah as a secondary, as an Abubi prize. If you can't do the real mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, at least perform the Brichas HaRoah. So these are already two very, very different approaches to Brichas HaRoah that Taisus is presenting. The first approach to Brichas HaRoah is that it's something which is lechatchila, something which is good, it's something which is positive, because after all, it's just chaviv v'saneis, we want as many people to make as many brachas as possible. It's a good thing, it's a lechatchila, a bigger thing, Brichas HaRoah. And the second approach of Taisus is taking a step back and saying, it's not such a great thing. The real mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah, is to light Neres Chanukah. If you have a house, if you don't have a house, you can't do the mitzvah. So we'll give you Nebuch, the runner-up prize is to at least recite the Brichas HaRoah. So which of these two terutzim is more correct? So Taisus sides with the first eretz. In the Tam Rishonicha, Lotikshalei Mezuzah, says Taisus that it would appear that the first answer is correct, that it doesn't seem to be right to approach Brichas HaRoah as just a bidiyavid, just as a booby prize to the person who doesn't have a house, because there are other mitzvahs that a person can't fulfill. Let's say the mitzvah mezuzah. If I live in the street, if I don't have a house, I can't perform mezuzah either. We don't find anywhere the Chazal should have instituted. Every time I walk past the house, I walk past the mezuzah, so make a Brichas HaRoah. So if Taisus is right in the second approach, that Brichas HaRoah is the runner-up prize, the person who can't do the Ikar mitzvah, we would have expected to say other mitzvahs as well. So you see from Yisus Taisus, that's not the real reason. The real emes reason for Brichas HaRoah is based on a different story. The real din of Brichas HaRoah is just Bishum Chaviv HaSaneis. is this raya from mezuzah so compelling? This kasha that Tosfos asks from mezuzah is such a powerful question that after all, if it's really true that we want to give a second chance for people who don't have a house, so why don't we do the same thing for mezuzah? So maybe one can argue that it's not exactly the same. Mezuzah and yachanek are not the same. Mezuzah, the mechayiv of the mitzvah is the bias. If I don't own a house, well, I'm not chayiv in the mitzvah. So what do you mean we should make up a runner-up prize? We should make up a bracha for all those people who can't perform mezuzah. And let's make up all the bracha for all the people who can't do shuluch haken, all the people who don't have animals, don't do resh tagez, and the people who don't give the Israel lechem and keva. If you're not mechayiv in the mitzvah, if you're not mechayiv in the mitzvah, finished. If you don't have a house, if there's no mechayiv in the mitzvah, it's like dollar conference in cities. If you're not wearing a four-cornered banyan, you're not mechayiv in the mitzvah. So it doesn't bother us that there are people who are not reciting, not putting up a mezuzah. Big deal, you're not putting up a mezuzah. But Ner Chanukah is a different form. Ner Chanukah, it's not a chayvus abayis. It's not that the house is a mechayv of the mitzvah. What's mechayv in Ner Chanukah? I'm Jewish. I have to celebrate Chanukah. The cholum misakin, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. It happens to be the only way I can perform my mitzvah is if I have a bias. But it's not shot that the bias is the mechayv. What does the bias have to do with being the mechayv? The mechayv in Ner Chanukah is the gavra. The chayvus a gavra. The person is chayv in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. If that's the case, so then we understand quite well, since it's a chovas agavra, but it's a chovas agavra that can only be performed in a bias. And now, because I'll feel bad for those few people who live in the street, they don't have a way to perform their chovas agavra. So we'll give them up. We'll give them a second chance. We'll give them a booby prize of letting them at least recite the bichas aroa. So Taisa's right from Azusa is not absolutely convinced. So I call upon them. Taisa has two approaches: one that they prefer, but we're not so sure which one is the correct answer. We're not sure whether the bichas aroa is stamishim chavivas aneis, or whether the bichas aroa is to make up for the people who can't fulfill their obligation properly. The Odish Tefarish, then Taisa suggests another reason why Brachas HaRoah doesn't make sense by other mitzvahs. The Ein Shaykh Masak and the Roah Brachas Shein Oysim Mevarech. How are you going to recite a Brachas HaRoah on the mitzvah of Yeshiva Besukkah? How are you going to recite a Brachas HaRoah on shaking a lulav? I see a guy shaking a lulav, I'm going to get up and I say, Baruch Atam Sha'osa Netilas Lulav Bayom. What am I going to say exactly? What kind of Brach am I going to say? The text of the bracha already exists. There is a bracha Sha'asa Nisim. Sha'asa Nisim is said at the time that you do that bracha. It's a bracha that's on the books already. So Chacham, in a sense, lifted that bracha and said, well, even though you're not lighting the Neres Chanukah, it's a tefiyah to say, L'havlik Nesha Chanukah, it's Shekhev Chazov. You can't make a bracha L'havlik if you're not lighting. But Sha'asa Nisim you can still make. That bracha Sha'asa Nisim is Shaykh to you as well. But Sha'inkin, if Sha'asa Nisim doesn't exist, we're going to make up a new bracha Yesh Me'ayin called Sha'asa Nisim. We never heard of this bracha. There is no Sha'asa Nisim on Lulav and Sukkah and Matzah. There's no such bracha. So there's no bracha on other mitzvahs of Sha'asa Nisim. We're not going to make up a bracha just for the person who's seeing the mitzvah being performed. But if the bracha already exists, and now we just want to extend it to you, that makes more sense. So there's three different approaches why Sha'asa Nisim as the Birchas HaRoah doesn't exist by other mitzvahs. Either Chanukah is different because it's just a very super duper special Chavivas HaNeis, or because it's a technicality that some people end up losing out their celebration of Chanukah properly if they don't have a house, or because it's only bracha makes sense to carry over because the bracha already exists for somebody else. So the real question becomes, well, how come this bracha isn't practiced today? None of us have ever, we've all recited Sha'asa Nisim, hopefully, but we've never recited it as a Birchas HaRoah. Most of us have never walked down the street and all of a sudden started reciting the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. So comes Rashi in Maseches Sukkah, in the third of the Mamakamas. Rashi says, Aroah Ne'achanukah, Koy Al Shlohid B'Beveso. We're talking about somebody who's not lighting in their own house. The Ogre Bishas Arabim, he happens to be walking down the street, he doesn't have a house. Roah of the Pesach Yisrael, and he sees the Chanukah candles. Shemitz Bo'aniyat B'Fesach. So, after all, the Chanukah candles are outside because you're supposed to light them al Pesach. So it makes sense that such a person is going to recite the Bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. So Rashi, in one fell swoop, knocks out the whole Sha'asa Nisim for us. Knocks out the whole Brichas HaRoah. Brichas HaRoah. So the people who don't have a house, Shalom HaBikvaveso. The guy didn't light in his house. Then it makes sense for him to recite Sha'asa Nisim. The guy's lighting his house. Why should he say Sha'asa Nisim? Let him, we'll say Sha'asa Nisim when he lights the menorah. So it sounds from Rashi, this is very much like the second approach of Tosfos, that Brichas HaRoah is not really a good thing. It's not the lechet chila, it's not what we really want. Brichas HaRoah is the nevach for the one guy who's stuck, who lives in the street. He doesn't have a house. So for such a person, we institute Brichas HaRoah. For an average person who has no house, why should you say Sha'asa Nisim on somebody else's candles? I'll stay on my own candles. So according to that middle approach of Tosfos, that Brichas HaRoah is very, very limited. It's a very, very b'dieved bracha. So then I understand why Rashi is telling us that we never recite this bracha. So when I said that we assume halacha like Rashi, that the bracha of Sha'at HaNisim is not recited just stam when a person sees the Ner Chanukah. It's only recited by the person who is not lighting Ner Chanukah himself. They say about Reb Chaim, I don't know whether it's true, that Reb Chaim is chayshish against this Rashi. Reb Chaim used to be machbir, but he would daven ma'ariv on Chanukah night, say before he got home to light candles, so he wouldn't look at anybody else's menorahs. He would walk like this. He didn't want to see somebody else's menorah in the street who lit first, because he was afraid that if he saw somebody else's menorah, that he became a chuyv in the bracha of Sha'at HaNisim, brachas haroa, and he should really recite the bracha now. He didn't want to recite the bracha now. He wanted to recite Sha'at HaNisim on his own candles in 10 minutes from now. So he was machbid not to look at other menorahs before he lit his own menorah. So they say that every time. But according to Rashi, that wouldn't be necessary. The pashtus. And my kids like that to count the menorahs. That's part of the shtick. When they drive home from school, they try to count the court, see how many menorahs are all lit. So they're not chashish from Chai and Mashem. So the question is, even accepting this Rashi that Brichas HaRo is limited to the person who is not lighting his own home, one could further break down this question. What exactly does that mean that a person is not lighting his own home? So we know the famous Gemara tells us in Masechah Shabbos that a person either lights his own menorah, or lets that person is not home. So let's say he's on a business trip, so someone else could light on his behalf. So the Gemara speaks about his wife lighting on his behalf. It doesn't mean literally his wife. It could be either his wife, it could be a child, anybody that's over the age of Bar Mitzvah. There are some Rishonim who say even if the child under the age of Bar Mitzvah, as long as they have Gil Chinuch, they could also light on your behalf. But a wife for sure could light. The Gemara says the Seirish, that's what the Amoraim used to do. They would be out of town, so their wives would light on their behalf, and they would technically pot them from their Sankha. So the question becomes, if you have such a situation where a person is out of town, his wife is being motzi b'neiros Chanukah, so how does Birchas HaRoa apply to him? Is he supposed to recite a Birchas HaRoa or not? So on the one hand, he was yotze b'neiros Chanukah, because he was yotze with his wife, Samocha. So maybe you should argue, that's what Rashi said, someone who's hiddik v'veso. So this guy was matik v'veso. He wasn't literally matik v'veso, but his wife lit on his behalf. That's considered to be the halacha equivalent to Malik and Beveso, and he would not be obligated in Birchas HaRoa. Or maybe one can argue, that when we say that a person lights in his own home, he doesn't have to recite Birchas HaRoa, that means because he lit himself, and he said the bracha, or he was present when he heard the bracha. But if he's in Chicago, his wife's lighting in New Jersey, even though he's Yaitse, Abokas Nevis Hanukkah, he's still Mechuyav in Birchas HaRoa. So this goes back to the original question of Tosfos. What is the story of Birchas HaRoa? Is Birchas HaRoa just the makeup for a guy who has no shaykhah to Chanukah? If that's the case, so then Lechora, if his wife's lighting for him, he's Yaitim and he's Chiyah, but he has to bother Birchas HaRoa. Birchas HaRoa is only for that one in a million people who doesn't have a house at all. But a person who either lit himself, or his wife lit his kid, but somebody lit on his behalf, what does he have to be bothered with Birchas HaRoa for? Or do you take the other approach of Tosfos? The Birchas HaRoa is a good thing. It's a Lechat Chiyah thing. Every Jew in the world is supposed to recite Sha'as HaNisim. Either you recite it in your own adlocha, or you have to recite it on somebody else's adlocha. Just because your wife lit for you, but I'm still mechuyev in Birchas HaRoa. So it's unclear from the Gemara what exactly the role of Birchas HaRoa would be under these circumstances.
In the last line of Rashi, Tzorach who worked out with Mishra, he means you have to set the Birchas HaRoa on the first menorah who sees.
I don't know where that Rashi, I think that Rashi may be part of part of the next Rabbi. I think I'm not sure this belongs as part of this. Yeah, I don't think so. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and quotes two different opinions about this. It's back to Machlekes Rishon. A very, very common shaila. A wife is lighting for the husband. The husband's not planning on lighting. Is he supposed to recite Birchas HaRoa if he sees other menorahs? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tafresh Ayin Vav Sif Gimel, right? Mishal Hitlik. The Eino also Lahadik Bioso Laila. A person has neither, he hasn't lit the menorah, and he's not planning on lighting the menorah that night. So Gami Malikin Labasuch Beso, and he also had nobody light on his behalf. So he's not a guy, he's homeless, he's walking the street, he has no house, he's not good at lighting, he doesn't have a wife, nobody's lighting his behalf. Kisharoa Nechanik and Mavar Shasanisim. Then and only then the Shulchan Aruch says he recites Shasanisim upon seeing the menorah. Over Lel, Risha Mavar Gam Shechianu. And on the first night he says Shechianu as well. Fine, then he doesn't recite his Lady Shechianu if he's lighting at a later point. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's quite clear in Simin Tafei Shayin Vav that Birchas HaRoa is not for the person who lit. Birchas HaRoa is not for the person whose wife lit. Birchas HaRoa is only for the person who has no shaykhah in Eres Chanukah B'chol. However, the Shulchan Aruch in the next Marimokom, in Simin Tafei Shayin Zayin Tiv Gimel, only one Simin later, Yesh Omrim, She'af Alpish B'Ligin L'Abesach Beisel. Some say that even if a person had somebody light in his behalf in his house, If he's in a place where there's no Jews around, then he has to write again and he has to recite brachos. What is this based on? So this is Shita Samordechai. The Mordechai is of the opinion that just because a person was yaitzeh with his wife Sarloka, that he's still chayv in brachos haroah. So the fact that my wife is lighting in Tinek and I'm in Chicago, that's no to me from the chiv of Halakas Nechanaka, but that doesn't affect my brachos haroah. Every Jew has to recite Shas Anitzim's places, right? Bishim Chavivas Anais. So now the person's in a little bit of a pickle. So if he's in a Jewish community, so he's walking the streets of Chicago and he sees there's a menorah in the window, good. So he says brachos haroah and shut. But what if he's not? What if he's in the middle of Montana? He's a Makom She'ein Bo Yisrael. So now he's got a big problem. Because although his wife was Motim in Brichas Aroah, I'm sorry, his wife was Motim in Lokas Nechanaka, she cannot be Motim in Brichas Aroah. And there's no Jew around, no one in Montana who's lighting a candle. So what does he have to do? So that's what the Mordechai says. He has to light his own menorah. And he has to recite the brachas on his menorah. So that's a strange thing. What if he recite the brachas? How can he say Lahavdik Nesha Chanukah? He's Yaitzeh with his wife, Tadlocha. So the answer is, well, he has to light a menorah in order to say Sha'asa Nisim. So the halacha requires him to light a menorah. So he can get up with a straight face and say, Baruch Hashem, Ki Bishana B'tzmaisiv Sivanu Lahavdik Nesha Chanukah. But listen to this lomdus. I'm not really mechuyev in Eres Chanukah. I'm mechuyev in creating an Eres Chanukah to enable me to recite the Birchas Haroah that I'm mechuyev to do, which after Hashem said I'm not mechuyev to do, but the Shulchan Aruch himself just said I'm not mechuyev to do. But according to this in the Shulchan Aruch, he's quoting from the Mordechai that every single Jew in the world is obligated in Birchas Haroah. If you're in your own house at the time of Adlocha, then you yet with your own. If you're not in your own house, you're not answering up to anybody else's, and there are no other Jews around to make a bracha on their menorah, you're mechuyev mid rabbanim to light the menorah. And you can even make a bracha asher ki yishar mitzvah lahadik neshel chanukah to enable you to be yaitzeh yabich zeroah a moment later. So this statement of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reshayin Zayin is an outright contradiction to the Shulchan Aruch and Tov Reshayin Vav. Because in Tov Reshayin Vav he just got finished telling us that the whole din of bich zeroah is only instituted for misha eima v'kin labasach beisel. Whoever his wife is being mobbed on his behalf, he's going to bother him. My wife's in New Jersey, I'm in the middle of nowhere, I'm in the middle of China, doesn't matter where I am. If my wife is lighting me anywhere in the world, I'm yaitzi finishing the yaitzi atmoch, I'm yaitzi b'seroah, I don't want to be bothered with the Chanukah, I'm totally yaitzi l'chetchilu with everything. And now the Shulchan Aruch turns around, the next Sibin says, no, not so fast. I'm yaitzi l'chetchilu with Chanukah, but I'm not yaitzi b'chas haroah, because everybody is b'chuy b'chas haroah. So the...
How do you know when you make Brachas Haroah that the person who lit made a bracha to begin with? And if you don't know if the person made a bracha to begin with and stuff a bracha, why can't he just light candles, no bracha, and make a bracha? But the person is walking down the street, he's mechuyev Brachas Haroah, according to... So, does he know that the person who lit the candles made a bracha?
And so it wouldn't really make a difference whether the person made a bracha.
Just light candles.
What?
He
could, but why should he? He doesn't have to bother.
No, we're saying that he's mechuyev in the first bracha to make the second bracha.
No, because he's in a place where he has no choice.
But if candles are lit, no brachas were made on it, he would still be mechuyev with brachas haroah. But he's driving down the street. He doesn't know that the person who lit the candles in the window said any brachas.
It doesn't matter whether he had it or not. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference.
If he puts candles out there, doesn't make any brachos.
But he's mechuyev to light those candles now. He's mechuyev to light the candles out brachas haroah. He has to light candles. Once he has to light candles, he can make a bracha.
Maybe he could do it
giving
you brachas haroah
on
an electric menorah. So you can't make a bracha
on the hot leaf. I don't think so. I think a brachas haroah has to be on the Neres Hanukkah. So if you hold that electric menorah, it's not called Neres Hanukkah. If you hold like that's what many folks can hold, so then you can't make brachas haroah on that either. Anyway, so I'll call upon you back to the story. So there are these two statements in the Shulchan Aruch clearly sells to each other, as the Mishnah Berurah already makes the observation. Let's go back down to the next Bar Makom in Tov Reish Ayin Zayin. So the Mishnah Berurah in Tov Reish Ayin Zayin, to cut your dollar, right? Of course it's a stira. It's the very stira. The Sova Sham, Kishabar Litim Aveh, so ain't Tochla Baruch Lariah. The Vimbikanu Min HaMordechai. So this second statement of the Shulchan Aruch is quoting for the Mordechai. The Sham Sosim HaMachavi, Kishar Poskim Shechokan Olof. So the Mishnah Berurah just makes the obvious observation that these two statements of the Shulchan Aruch were never meant to coincide. The Shulchan Aruch said, Yeshayim, Yeshayim Amigar, Yeshayim Musa Fakir. So at the end of the day, it's Tachapella. How should we be knowing? So it's somewhat of a Sveik of the Deen. You're not really sure. Should you recite a Birchas Haroah if your wife is lying or not? So the best thing to do is the person should try to avoid the shaila. That's why a lot of people, so far, it's only the second out of Hanukkah, but the same shaila has come in already 100 times. That's, let's say, the husband is not going to be home till later. So the wife wants to know, so should I light nearest Hanukkah now? So the wife's going to light nearest Hanukkah, and the husband's going to come home and not bother lighting. He's going to be yaitzer with his wife, said Locha. So that's a little bit tricky. He's yotzei with his wife, Tavlacha, but he's not going to be yotzei b'chus ha'roa. So according to one day in Shulchan Aruch, Tavlach properly, that he's not yotzei b'chus ha'roa. What's the difference? There's no chiyuv b'chus ha'roa. But according to the other day, there is a chiyuv. So people call him last night also. Let's say one of the members of the family, the daughter's not going to be home till 10 o'clock. So the rest of the family, they want to light it at 8 o'clock. So it's not right, according to half the Rishonim. The daughter's going to lose out b'chus ha'roa, so she should be present. That's what Locha's name is, in order to chop her chiyuv. A b'chus ha'roa. You hold that there is no b'chus ha'roa. There's no chiyuv b'chus ha'roa. Once I'm covered by hadlocha, so if I'm covered by the hadlocha of my father, of my husband, my wife, whatever it is, so is the loch b'chus about whether I heard b'chus ha'roa or not. So this is a running shaila. 2 days in the Rishonim seems to be 2 days shulchan aruch based on the two reasons of Tosfos. Is b'chus ha'roa an independent chiyuv, or is b'chus ha'roa only for the person who had no shaykh to any whatsoever mitzvah of Neres Chanukah? So Kopan, if we go back to that Ramon now, back to the Tofesh Ayin Zayin part of the Ramon. So now the Ramon continues. The Ramon says that Agor Kichai V'Rosh HaNeiros, according to the Mordechai V'Chei Naragim, V'Afilu Eitzel Yehudim V'Roh HaNeiros. What if the person is widespread, he lived from at home, but he happens to be in a Jewish community, and he's walking in the street, and he could recite B'Rosh HaNeiros, but he doesn't want to do that. He wants to light his own menorah. So says the Ramah that if a person wants to go ahead and light his own menorah, even though there's really no reason for lighting his menorah, the chiyuv hadlocha was yotzei with his wife. The b'chus ha'roa, it's sufficient from just to walk by some of his candles in the street and say b'chus ha'roa. He wants to know, he wants to be machmer, to light the menorah and to recite l'havik yeshul chanukah. Well, what are you lighting? What are you making bracha for? It's a light and title tomorrow. What are you making bracha for? What are you machmer for? What mitzvah are you performing right now? The mitzvah hadlocha says chanukah, you were yotzei with your wife hadlocha now. We'll get that in a second. So your wife hadlocha, you were yotzei with. A b'chus ha'roa, B'chus HaRoa is not requiring you to light a menorah right now, because you could be out to B'chus HaRoa on pre-existing candles, on somebody else's candles in the street. So what in the world, what mitzvah is he doing that's warranting the recitation of a bracha? So it's takapella. So comes the Mishnah Berura in Sivkot and Tesvav, going back down to that Mishnah Berura. Emrot Elahach, Emrot Elomah. After Bedida Pot Elahadik, Razik Lomba Veso, Mikam Mokam Emrot Elahach, Emrot Elahadik, Piyasmo, Rashai. But comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, wait a second, that's so simple, that's for sure. Ubavad sheyechabe b'machshavto kodem shas hadlocha she'ena rotsa yotzeis b'shal ishto u'memeil leis kamishim bracha levatola v'kem jena rotsa lotzeis b'alakosa chal chiyav hadlocha alei. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, you stumble the pshat in the minig of the Ramah that a man can go ahead and light him in order for no good reason is because in Ochidam he's not yaitzei with his wife. Why? He doesn't want to yaitzei with his wife. He wants to make his own menorah. He wants to light his own candles, make his own brachas. So for such a person, he's having in mind not to be yaitzei with his wife. So that kavana works, and that kavana is going to prevent them from being yaitzei. That's how the Mishnah Berurah defends the minhag of the Ramah. But then the Mishnah Berurah points out the next sifkot, the sifkot tezayin, that notwithstanding this minhag that the Ramah's quoting, that a man on a business trip has in mind not to be yaitzei with his wife, he makes his own brachas, says the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkot and Tezayin, the Chesos Mohavi Achorim. Many Achorim say like this. The Yeshbin Apoiskim Shesovrim, Achorim is the Chazal Patru, Ayyadi Adlokas Ishto, local community, Lom, and he wrote, Lotzeis Bishalishti, Yavik Beloi Bracha. So says the Mishnah Berurah, what do you mean you have in mind not to be Yaitu with your wife? What does that, what do the words mean? He said, when it comes to like a Chavis HaGavra, say, I don't want to be Yaitu Kishef, I don't want to be Yaitu Nath, I don't want to be Yaitu Sochot. So then each person for themselves, you don't want to be yet, you're not yet. But it could be that the mitzvah of Lachas Nechanak is a mitzvah that the whole family performs together. So what do you mean I'm not part of the family? Of course I'm part of the family. Kol Zman I live in this house. I'm part of the family. I'm yetzeh, whether I like it or not. So that's the case. The idea of kavana hafucha, having negative kavana, isn't going to help. So it turns out that if you hold like those achronim, that having opposite kavana is not going to help, then you yetzeh, whether you like it or you don't like it. So if you yetzeh with your wife, say, look, we're back to square one. What gives you the right to light a new candle? What gives you the right to make a bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah, that means, well, he's not sure what the din is. So this is a very lumdish question about what the nature of Neres Chanukah is. Because Neiris Chanukah basically a chayves agavra. It's an individual obligation that I'm the Baal Amon, I decide. Either I am Yetzir or not Yetzir. The heaven wants to be not Yetzir, not Yetzir. Whereas Neiris Chanukah, it's a chayves abayis, it's a chayves mishpach, it's a chayves bnei beisel. As long as I'm part of the bnei abayis, whether I like it or not, I'm going to be Yetzir d'chiyuv. According to that second understanding, kavan is lamal of lamayvit. So now we have a real shabbat. This is a very, very common shabbat. This happens all the time. The wife lit the menorah at home. The husband's on a business trip somewhere. The dear husband wants to make his own brachas. He wants to go light his own menorah. So according to the minhag of the Ramah, that's okay. Because the Ramah is assuming that kavana works to prevent you from being yaitzid the mitzvah. But the mishabur is raising a red flag. Not so simple that works. It's a very serious shabbat. So comes the mishabur and continues. After Vanda Aimim Khosbiyat and Ogim Lavarich, you can't argue with those who have the custom to recite the bracha. Achrei the Harbi Acharonim is Skimu Lavarich, because they have to do a lot of Acharonim quote the Ramah. Mukamokam Tov Yosel Lahadil Lishma Brachas Biachariyana Amen. So he says it's more correct is that he should rely on his wife's halacha, and he'll hear the brachas from somebody else. Yechavim Latzeis Ben, Viyadik Neroysev, and then he'll light his own menorah. O Yir Lishai Lahadik Neroysev, Lavarich Aleyan's Man Makodim Shemalakas Ishta Beveso. Then the Mishnebura recommends that maybe he should light before his wife lights. Let them time it together. That he's going to light at 5 o'clock and she'll light at 5:10. So he'll light first on his business trip. So he's mechuyev because his wife hasn't lit yet. So he's yaitzim wherever he's staying that night. That's his house for the night.
With brachos?
With brachos, yes, with brachos. Whereas his wife can't really be yaitzim there. His wife doesn't live there. His wife's living at home. So let's say the wife's in Tinas. And the husband's in, if we'll make it Puerto Rico, okay, we'll make it Puerto Rico, we're down there. So you get the wife in Tinex, the husband's in Puerto Rico. So the Mishnah says, if the wife in Tinex is going to light first, then the husband in Puerto Rico is in a big pickle. Because maybe he was Yaitzir, and once he was Yaitzir, but his wife said, look, all the kavanas in the world isn't going to help. So that's the shayla. Ramah says, you can't have kavanah fuch, obviously, you can't. But if they're able to mishar that the husband lights first, matoif. Because if the husband lives first in Puerto Rico, the wife never comes to Puerto Rico, so she doesn't live in Puerto Rico. So the husband who's there for these 1 or 2 nights, so he's Yotzei and Lokas Neres Chanukah here. She has not yet been Yotzei, and then she can light with a bracha and Tinek, everyone Shalom by Israel. So that doesn't always work, depending on where your time zones are. So it doesn't help. But if the husband's in China, the wife's in New York, so it's not so simple to always coordinate that properly. Is there any other hates? Is there any other way to get around this shal of brachas? So I thought it depends who else lives in the house. Let's say besides the person's wife, let's say he has children. So if he has children in the house, I think that's much better. Then instead of the wife lighting, let the children light at home. Why, especially if the children over bar bas mitzvah, if the child lights, then the husband for sure can light with a brach. It's no worse to mahadir than a mahadir. We do it all the time. We always light. I light. My son lights. Whoever wants to light, lights in the family. The only people who most people don't do mahadir than a mahadir for is husband and wives. Most have that, not everybody, many have that practice. They don't do mahadir than a mahadir that the wife lights. Why? That's what many posts can say. The wife and husband, that's mamash one. They're one. They're one unit. That's it. That's some say ishtik gufa, not literally in the pure halachic sense, but that's one nice adlocha for both. So if the wife is lighting in Tinek and the husband wants to light in Puerto Rico, that becomes a little bit shaky. But if the son is lighting in Tinek and the husband is lighting in Puerto Rico, that's fine. No problem about that. Because that even if the person in Puerto Rico is yaitzim with his son's adlocha, he could still light out b'hadar ben b'hadar. It's no worse than at home. They do the same thing. He lights, she lights, everyone lights at home. That's not a problem. The whole pickbook that Mishnah Berurah is having is not just husbands and wives alone. So I call upon him, the basic halacha is that everyone has to be yotzei halachas nechadik, and that's a given. Whether or not everyone has to be yotzei birchas haroah is up for grabs. But this birchas haroah could potentially throw into question. Could make a person have to potentially light another menorah. And even if you have the opportunity to do birchas haroah, I want to light my own. I don't want to be yotzei with your candles. I want to light my own. I want to light my own candles. Make my own shasanisim. So that chumrah person wants to be so mahadir, so machmir, to light his own menorah, he may be asking for a bracha l'matzah problem. So that becomes the whole issue. How to get around bracha l'matzah? So three possibilities. Either kavan hafucha, according to the Ramah, having opposite kavan, negative kavan, will solve the bracha l'matzah, as I mentioned. Or, according to the Mishnah Berurah, suggesting if you can time that locha that you light before your wife at home. Or, according to what we're suggesting, if it's rather than your wife lighting at home, it's a child who's lighting at home, that locha will overcome bracha l'matzah.
Girls don't
light
either.
So it depends. There's been argument about whether girls light or not. There are many communities that have custom that the girls don't light. At least the girls over by mitzvah. Many of the younger girls light. They teach them in preschool to light, so they like to light.
But if they're over by mitzvah,
there are many girls who, after the bas mitzvah, they stop lighting.
Why?
That's the question. According to the Mika, didn't the Gemara?
So,
right, the Pasha should say Bahadrin Bahadrin, so you should write with the minion B'nai Abayas. Right, that's what the Chassam Sofer writes. Chassam Sofer writes, he thinks where the minion came from that many communities have that the single girls don't light is because the Zvana Gemara, they used to light up Pesach Abayas, or Pesach Chotra, they would go outside. So he said, well, that was, but it's going to be a whole panorama, a whole social scene. The young boys are coming out, the young girls are coming out, there's not a time for a shidduch scene. So he said, maybe up to shidduch age, maybe it is a time, but for the 13 and 14 year old girls, I know, maybe the hungry 13 and 14 year old girls are ready, they may be married already, but whatever it was. So Chassam Sofer thought that it was a breach of tzniyas, that all the girls and the boys, everyone's going to come out and light together. He thought that wasn't appropriate, so he thought that's the stuff where the minute came that the girls don't light.
Post
office. So yeah, the little girls like, you know, we like to give them something to. Yeah, that's what my family got. Became married. No, that's until 12. My brother lived after 12.
Families with pre-bus
don't like it. Stop, you know, stop there.
And also, what is the
answer?
The history say bracha. He went to Amen. It's like you're saying Amen after his bracha. It's like you said the bracha yourself.
So you're there's no bracha at all when you hear somebody else's bracha. The post can always say that. But if you have a suffering bracha, you hear the bracha from somebody else. It's not a bracha at all, because even if I'm not mechuyev, it's still worse than any other amen.
No, what I'm saying is, if I hear someone say a bracha, and I say amen,
there's no shemeko, and it doesn't work against you, it works for you.
Okay.
Doesn't create a problem. That his wife was in the hospital, and he said he was going every night straight from work to the hospital. He was sleeping in the hospital every night. He didn't have a house for the whole week of Chanukah. He never went home. So the Shaila was, where's he going to light? Chanukah, you can't light that late in the hospital. A real candle. He said, it worked. So we had no place really to light near Chanukah. So the Shaila was, the third post can say, okay, Mamish doesn't have a house. He's potter. But he was borrowed with Brichas HaRoah. So I said that maybe he can recite Brichas HaRoah in shul, but he's going to run in from Mincha Meir, so maybe he could recite Brichas HaRoah in shul. So I said, but it's funny, if you recite Brichas HaRoah in shul, Tato Pasha can do that. So you should have in mind, when the guy lights the candle in shul, tell him he should be mote to you, in case he can be out to Brichas HaRoah, with a love in shul, he should be out to do that. So I think it was in Day Shirt. I think he was, fellow's working, so it happens after he was going to the hospital or something. So I think he told me that he was, he used to zoom in here at 4:30 every night of Chanukah, to daven Mincha Meir. So I told him to have in mind that he should be out to Brichas HaRoah, the best case scenario. Yeah. He should just hear from the whoever is being modeled. That should have in mind to be known to him in the next circle.
In the first reference, what
did the Gemara because the Gemara was talking about both the Brichas HaMavlik and the Brichas HaRoah. Because the Gemara started out by a Mavlik near Shechana Ketzach Mavarech, and then a Roah near Shechana Ketzach Mavarech. So the Gemara says, which one do you make? So you make all the. So first the Gemara says, Mavlik in there, and then the Gemara continues. Yeah, and then the Gemara, when they prepared the Mamma Kovah, they chopped it off, yeah. The next one, the Gemara, she also needs them and Shech, yeah. Right. Okay. Oh.
Does Ram say?